Hi there, folks. This is Nick Salomon of the Bevis Frond. Just having slurped down some cherry juice. How did I make that? Take out the pips, I suppose, and squash it. Anyhow, you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre. And legally, we're clear. Hooray. Have fun.
Saturday night, May 25th, tune in Radio for Open Ears, 90.7 FM. Chris Funkhauser has writer and translator Pierre Joris, a Luxembourgian transplant who now lives in Brooklyn, as his guest on Poet Radio at 7 p.m. Joris is the author of 20 books of poetry, an award-winning translator of Paul Celan's work, and with Jerome Rothenberg, edited two volumes of the Poems for the Millennium anthologies. Tune in to that talk at 7 p.m., Saturday night, followed by The Bell Curves and Catskill's Alex P. Wernquist live from Hilo in Catskill. And then at 10 p.m., The Muddy Boots Show on the radio at wgxc.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible, in part, by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered in Greene County by the Greene County Council on the Arts, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the Foundation for Contemporary Arts, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stephanie Fleischman of Columbiaville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Let's begin.
You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't worry if you can't follow everything that is said. Now repeat.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. On May 22nd, Robert Balchem, the president and CEO of Wheelabrator Technologies, sent a letter to Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis saying the firm is, and I quote, withdrawing its proposal to site regional ash monofill and recycling center at the former Peckham Materials Quarry, end quote. The company applied in 2016 to the State Department of Environmental Conservation to dump about 445,000 tons of ash a year for the next 5 decades from trash incineration plants in Hudson Falls, Poughkeepsie, and Peekskill at a site in Catskill near the Hudson River. The letter does not give a reason for why the second largest incinerator company in the country pulled out of the project. The letter states, and I quote, while we stand by the conclusions of our technical evaluation to date that the site was capable of meeting and exceeding state environmental requirements, we no longer wish to engage in this project at this time. We appreciate your consideration and the efforts of the Greene County Industrial Development Agency in working with our team, and we wish the Catskill community and its citizens all the best, end quote. An official reportedly told Catskill Village Trustee Joseph Kozlowski on May 16th that, and I quote, their parent company has purchased another company with 3 dump sites, end quote. Wheelabrator Technologies was bought by an affiliate of the Macquarie Group, an Australian multinational investment bank, this past February. Wheelabrator owns 4 ash landfills, 19 trash incinerators, and 3 more under construction. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado announced this week he will hold his first 19th Congressional District Veterans Resource Fair in Hudson Friday, May 24th. This resource fair will serve local veterans, providing support with job applications, health care, and offering local information about veterans organizations. Delgado will deliver opening remarks to kick off the fair at 10 a.m. Delgado said in a statement, and I quote, "I look forward to Friday's resource fair and encourage veterans from across the district to come by with questions for our vendors and look forward to hosting more resource fairs in the future," end quote. The fair will be held at the Professional Academic Center at Columbia Green Community College. Parking is available behind the building in Student Parking Lot A. The Times Union is reporting artist Elworth Kelly, who lived and worked in Spencertown, will be honored by the U.S. Postal Service with the issuance of 10 stamps. The 20-stamp sheet featured 10 of Kelly's artworks, all created between 1951 and 1990. Yellow White, Colors for a Large Wall, Blue Red Rocker, Spectrum One, South Ferry, Blue Green, Orange Red Relief, Meshers, Red Blue, and Gaza. They are being issued as forever stamps. Kelly lived from 1923 to 2015. The Postal Service describes his art, and I quote, "Elworth Kelly's art encompasses painting, sculpture, and works on paper, drawing on careful observations of light and shadow, negative space and line and form. In painting shapes as flat planes of color, Kelly removed their dimensionality and turned reality into abstraction. He was also one of the first artists to create shaped canvases and to integrate art with modern architecture." A dedication ceremony will take place at 11 a.m. on Friday, May 31st, at the Elworth Kelly Studio in Spencertown. Attendees are encouraged to RSVP at usps.com/ElworthKelly. Read the full story in the Times Union. HudsonNews.com is reporting Dutchess County officials are adjusting their plan for the county's new Justice and Transition Center. State bail initiatives will go into effect January 1, 2020. Those reforms will likely have a major impact on county jail populations, as those charged with misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies will no longer be remanded into county custody pending adjudication. County Executive Marcus Molinaro said the county is now looking at shrinking the size of the new Justice and Transition Center. Molinaro said, and I quote, "With the implementation of bail reform, our analysis and advocacy and argument before the State Commission on Corrections secured us the ability now to redesign and reduce the size and cost of the county jail proposal by as much as 200 individual beds," end quote. He said downsizing the facility will save the county millions in construction and operating costs. The current average jail population is about 350 people per day. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Here's Spring Hill Jack with Obscured from their Amassed album. Here is Sun Ra and his orchestra with the song Enlightenment from Sound Sun Pleasure, a 1959 jazz release.
Thank you.